Danny, first of all, in terms of team selection, do you have any injury concerns ahead of this trip to Stevenage?
No, we're fine. We're all present and correct, you know, apart from the long-term ones, as you know. Chris Porter's come back, so that's added another body to the squad. So, no, looking okay.
Why did you feel the need to bring him back into the equation then?
Well, the initial thoughts were obviously for him to go out and get some games under his belt, and obviously, you know, we felt that if the March deadline came and went and there's no other players coming in, then we'd be a body short, and it's important that, you know, we weren't in that position. And but the best thing was, from our perspective and from Chris's as well, is to play games, you know, and that he's got a few games under his belt at Shrewsbury, helped us out with a couple of results. So in that respect, you know, it was right to bring him back. But also, I have to say, from their perspective as well, you know, they've got other strikers as well they've brought in as well. So, you know, they're looking a little bit healthier now in their position, you know, to stay up.
What feedback have you got from him about how he's done, and perhaps them, and maybe what you've seen as to how he's maybe got himself back into the swing of things?
I haven't spoken to him. It's his first day back in today. You've caught me before training, so I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet.
Just to go along towards that deadline and the 24th, you've obviously brought him back and Chappell's gone out. Yeah. Are you looking at anything else between now and then?
Well, we're always looking, yeah. I mean, we don't, as I said many times before, we don't want to get caught short at the end of the season. You know, and I think it's, I think the weather, which is obviously it's made a situation a bit more delicate in terms of how many games we're going to have right at the end of the season. You know, and we don't want to go into those games not having the bodies in there. So we're very much on the lookout, yeah. I think it's a priority for us in that respect. And I think if we look at the situation, don't do anything about it and get caught with the pants down, you know, it'll be a terrible situation to be in. So we're hoping that, you know, we can keep everybody together. But you just never know, you know. Who knows what happens in games nowadays, you know, whether it gets people sent off or whatever.
I was going to say, you have a delicate situation there with a couple of players who are walking that particular tightrope for the next month or so. Does that come into your thinking then with the loan window approaching?
Not particularly for those two players, no. I think it's with Kevin and Tony McMahon you're talking about. You know, they've both got 9 bookings and one more gives them 2-match suspension. You know, I think that not necessarily bringing players in to cover for those two, but I think that we have to be aware of that. You know, and I think for one or two games, I'm hoping it doesn't happen. I hope they keep the nose clean, but you just never know with the referees nowadays. You know what they will deem as being a yellow card or not. You know, it'll be something trivial, no doubt, and we'll be mourning the fact afterwards. I can guarantee it now. But I just think no. I think we've just got to be mindful of the situation that possibly could develop. I hope it doesn't, but it just may do.
I was going to say, sort of three or four years ago, possibly even further back than that, we might be sort of saying, look, have you had a word with them, be careful. But in this day and age, does it really matter? Because it could be anything, couldn't it?
You get booked for blowing your nose, can't you? Yeah. You know, it's ridiculous. I think it's, I saw one the other day, you know, that, in fact, it was on the TV the other night when a ball was just kicked out against a hoardings and it came back on the pitch. It was deemed as a booking. It was just absolutely disgraceful booking. So you just never know what's in the mind of the individual. So, you know, you can ask him all day long to keep the noses clean, but you know, who knows what happens when it comes to that decision making.
So, Stevenage, what do you make of them right now? Their form suggests they're falling like a stone.
Yeah, and that's always dangerous, isn't it? You know, from where we're at. I think they always say that, you know, for every bad result, you're nearer to your next good one. You know, so let's hope it's not at the weekend. But yeah, I mean, they're struggling a bit. They've got a lot of injury problems, as is documented. But you know, from our perspective, we've just got to take what's in front of us, whether they're in good form or bad form. You know, and we're just got to make sure that we can do the business ourselves. It'll be a hard game. You know, listen, we had a very tough game down there last season. It's a tough place to go and play at the Limex. You know, it's not an easy ground. You know, and so I think from that point of view, I got it right there. The Limex is. It is in the Limex, yeah, but that's not bad for saying. So I think it's important, you know, that we go down there and we keep this run going. You know, it's like I said before, it is run the finishing straight. You know, and you know, picking the points up now, you know, it does deteriorate the games that's in front of us to play.
Having watched them and done the reports on them, can you put your finger on why they are not getting the results right now? Because it's only just over 12 months ago you were heading towards playing them in the playoffs.
Well, I have to say, you know, with all due respect to them, I think they'll agree that they possibly overachieved last year. You know, I think that they had a great run and it just kept going. You know, but I don't think anybody expected them to stay there, but they did. You know, and to repeat that for the second season is always a big ask. And they've lost a few players as well. One or two have come in, and obviously the new manager's, you know, has different thoughts of where's he doing certain things. But no, they were always a stiff opposition last year. They're still stiff as well now. They're not going to be easier whatsoever just because they're having a bad run. Doesn't mean they say the games will necessarily be any easier, you know. But you do feel that, you know, if you can get an early goal or a goal against them, then maybe confidence may wane a bit. Mm-hmm. And we've got to be trying to get ourselves in that situation, yeah.
With just a small amount of games left and the table is as it is, who's in the better position right now, yourselves or Doncaster Rovers?
Doncaster, the top of the league. Top of the league, and they've got three more points than us. So they're in a much stronger position than we are. But, you know, we have to believe that we can overtake them. You know, and, you know, the funny thing is, it's a psychological thing with the games in hand. And, you know, it really, really bothers me, these games in hand, because people think they're just the 3 points, you know, they're for the taking, just to replace the game with 3 points. And it's far from it. So we have to maintain that we have to try and get above them without even looking at the games that we've got in hand, and try and overtake them. Then that's bonus time at the end of the season. And they don't come into effect anyway until the last week of the season or the last 10 days of the season, something like that, with the Crawley and the Crewe game now. So, you know, we can't even be even worried about those games now that we've got to catch up on. We've just got to make sure we do the business on those games prior to that.
It puts a slightly different emphasis on the back end of the season, though, doesn't it? The fact that the game was off the other night, you still obviously had the Crawley game in hand anyway. It makes things... Well, you might approach the volume of games that you have in the last few weeks of the season differently.
Well, it won't affect how we approach the Stevenage game. You know, we like I said, we've got to accumulate as many points as we can now. And the next coming couple of games, you know, we've got two great games as well. You know, if people perceive this better than the game we're playing at Stevenage on Saturday, but with Brentford and Tranmere, because they're around us, they'll perceive them big games. Mm. And but it's a big 3 points at Stevenage for us, you know, to take us into those games. We've got to try and get those. But the back end of the season, like I said, we can't really look at that now, but we're just touching on it before. We just hope by the time we go into those games, we've got a full complement of players to choose from. That's going to be the important part of it for us.
I know we've spoken to you before about the team's defensive record, which of course recently has been excellent. I wonder if you're aware that get a clean sheet on Saturday, it will be a record-equalling run for this football club without conceding.
No, I wasn't aware of that, no. And well, that's just terrific, isn't it? I think the lads deserve the credit that they've achieved so far, that they've had so far. They've been absolutely fantastic from front to back. I think, you know, you can say the back four players have done very, very well, but... You know, you have to be supplemented by other players as well. You can't do it on your own. And I think the attitude that, you know, from front to back has been terrific. You know, not to concede or not to give the impetus to the opposition. I think it's been brilliant, you know. But listen, one could go off somebody's backside next week. You know, who knows? You know, it might be a flukish goal you've ever seen in your life. I don't know. But the principles of defending have been very good, you know. And we've been fortunate that we haven't conceded in that period. But, you know, there's been scary moments, of course. So I've been maybe a bit fortunate, but you make your own luck at times. And but what the belief is more than anything is that we believe we can win games, you know, and if it has to be a 1-0, then it's a 1-0. We'll have to settle for that.
You said in the press conference the other day that, and I realise it was a general statement that you were making, that you just want more. Now's the time to step up. You've not got long left. Specifically speaking, what can this team be doing more to get you over that line?
Well, I think it's always like, I don't know, it's goals, isn't it? You know, you just got to score your goals, and if you get, you know, your goals under your belt, you've got a great chance of winning games, and that's the biggest thing in it. You know, we said from the beginning of the season that, you know, strikers will always be very important to any football club, and they're no different here. You know, and if you've got somebody who can stick in the back of the net, it gives you a better chance than not. And we know we can defend, and we know we can work hard, and we know we can help each other out defensively. But that little bit of magic and that you need in front of goal, you know, is at a premium at times in football clubs, and if you've got one, now you've got one or two or even three or four, it's absolutely fantastic for you. And we believe we've got players in the team who can score, you know, and I think that going into this particular patch of the season now is going to be very important to us.